This is CliffCentral.com.
Shoe game in overseer very lolo. Mew Mew, Alex McQueen, Kana Manolo. Tambisa Nevada, Niscutara, Water Polo. Hono Kura Chanel, 5 later follow. Hello, Kubururu Kadets fly. Trendy, Bird Baby, her maze. Coach Kana Fendi. Uriruva, you a flower, but I'll see even in a Andy. Mariangu Nongwe Tenga, unge dandy. Hatsi woto dai nini kweto kaira masini. Ukanditira iyo yo chete yake biyo jini. Ugrantira my wishes, loba nango kita misses. No kutwagira my wishes, you ain't gotta do no dishes. Tengera, Jagwa,
Tengera,
Zaba. Tutanda nisa dream tiri tu, tata gazira ka crew. And this is my promise to you. Richer or poorer, my fast or my nyora, as my dear cousin. My feelings got gare are mutual. She got tighter old, my hand, we got dagua. We will never fall. Vacha nyora passi, our story will be told. As Indica nyora, don't pack up and hit the road.
Shake up your bum bum.
Say every time I do it,
I do it proper.
Phone a ring a ling,
can't tell me nada.
Check the chain and swing,
drip on the Prada.
You say check bad,
my check be bad.
Tell me what you drink,
I'll place the order.
Is it feeling hot?
I'll make it hotter. Lights in that action, just need the camera.
Nah, I mean I stutter, nah, I mean I stammer.
Yeah, put some party over here, F you over there. Hands up in the, hands up in the, hands up in the air.
Party over here, F you over there.
Hands up in the, hands up in the, hands up in the air.
Okay, let's go now. Yeah. Melt down my Prada.
Yeah.
New set in your tie, me my capoda. Me wife some moda. Okay, let's go now. Melt down my Prada.
Shake up, just shake up your bum 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 b
just shake up your bum 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 bum. Shake up, just shake up your bum 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 bum. Shake up, just shake up your bum 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 bum. Shake up your bum 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 bum. Shake up, just shake up your bum 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 bum. Shake up, just shake up your bum 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 bum. Shake up, just shake up your bum 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 bum. Shake up your bum 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 bum.
Hata kuya kuzotarisa maboy, tayaso ita tuntwedu chega. Hati nakuya kuzotanga kana noise, but if it pops off, acha zire. Going back out, my whole team's here. Plus you promise, waka sima ndezwe let. Whether mchando kana kutin sama, chips dino tamba any weather.
It's a party over here, F you over there. Hands up in a, hands up in a, hands up in here. Party over here, F you over there. Hands up in a, hands up in a, hands up in here.
Okay, let's go now.
Let's stop talking. Let's start ordering furniture and more things. Let's talk kids, adopt a couple orphans. I just wanna raise more than the roof with you. Your body blessed. Show me what that booty do. You join the camera. Headboard dress. I'll go buy the vacay. Let's think local. Let's hit monopools. You can get
free. It's a party over here. F you over there. Hands up in a, hands up in a, hands up in here. Party over here. F you over there. Hands up in a, hands up in a, hands up in here.
Okay, let's go now.
Shake it and put it down on the floor, girl. You got the thing I've been looking for, and I got the thing you've been looking for. You got that booty that I adore, girl. Shake it and put it down on the floor, girl. You got the thing I've been looking for, I got the thing you've been looking for.
Okay, let's go now. Now jump up right
now.
You second your time, you make a pull down. You want some more
down.
Okay, let's go now. Now jump up right now.
No borders, cliffcentral.com. You already know. What a crazy day, man. I got my brother from another mother,
Mr. Nyams.
He is no stranger to the show.
What's going on, my man?
We got Daryl Nyamsamba in the building, man. SA Hip Hop Magazine editor, aficionado of both Zim Conversations and No Borders, man. You've been on the show.
I've been
24/7, man. 24/7. You already know.
What's going on, my G?
I didn't have my headphones on. I couldn't hear that jungle music. Something was sounding kind of awkward.
You good?
I'm good, man. I'm extra good now that, one, you here.
Yeah.
Two, we were just vibing. I've never vibed to, you know, The Feeling Ain't Fear.
Yo.
In the studio like that. You know what I mean? I haven't even heard it in a club yet.
Yo.
Damn. Versace and Gucci, girl. Dog.
The homies really have like a body of work, you know, like every single record on there is very, very important.
It's releasable. We're not going to talk about that yet.
Yeah.
Because the brothers ain't even here.
Oh,
probably,
man,
went out. I don't know. I'm just looking at the staircase right now. What is wrong with rappers, though?
I don't know. We'll definitely grill them.
We need to grill them.
We need to grill them.
I wonder how they even finished recording the album.
how they do that so
fast? Take Fizzle probably had to lock him in the house for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They did it in 2 weeks, though, right? Well, like a month?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Yeah, because I remember Ten just posting. He's like, yo, dog, hey, you were about to get in, you know, something coming, you know, brand new, blah, 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 the hype. And next thing, they're like, yo, the album's coming. I'm like, really?
The album is amazing.
It's ridiculous. But, yo, I got to do a quick shout out to my family. It's called the Digital Republic.
Yeah.
We're this a group of like-minded digital entrepreneurs. Shout out to Mo Shanda. Shout out to Fadzi, my boy Nyaraz. Who else? Geraldine, Tavonga, Don Jakane, all of y'all. If I forgot your names, I'm sorry. Lara, Nora, all of y'all, man. Phil Chard, what's good? How y'all doing? I hope you're tuned in. I hope you're listening to No Borders on cliffcentral.com. It's your boy KF. Man, I really want to appreciate Zimbabwe right now. They've been showing so much love these past couple of days.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like a superstar.
Nah, you've been pushing. You've been pushing. I definitely think you deserve it, bro. Like, they cannot keep sleeping on the homie.
I appreciate it, man.
Stop sleeping.
I appreciate it, man. And, it, you know, because for us, it's not even, you know, this is a hobby for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even, and I just enjoy music.
Yeah.
Genuinely enjoy music. You know what I mean? I love, you know, what we put out. And there's also that passion. People talk a whole lot of shit about our country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We took a whole lot of shit about
ourselves. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think there's a whole lot to celebrate. So, wait, we need, hey, it's hot. The air conditioning on? My bad. So, I mean,
stop,
you know, we need to recognize and celebrate the good things in our country. And in terms of the arts, I mean, there are a whole lot of talented individuals out there.
There's a lot of talent.
There's a lot of talent. I mean, you know, Daryl, man. You know what I mean?
Even though
you weren't messing with me like that, you know.
I was just
like, hey, yo, I don't qualify, do I? I don't qualify, man. How's the grind, though?
The grind is great, man. The grind is great. I'm loving the vibe. We just got back from the summit. Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about the summit. How'd that go?
I
saw video clips. I saw a lot of shade being thrown.
Yeah, you know hip hop.
Yeah, man.
It really felt like hip hop was alive on that day, you know? Like, it's crazy. The turnout was amazing. You know, all the panelists showed up, except, you know, a few.
Okay, yeah.
You know, some, like, we're talking about rappers, some guy would show up drunk. So we can't even have you on the panel. Like,
exactly.
Come on,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And you see, and that's why people are always talking about, yo, the economy's bad in Zim, so that's why it's not an industry, blah, blah, blah. You know, the structures. Blah, blah. And to some extent, that is true. But also, like, if you don't take your own craft seriously,
yes,
then it's like, I mean, you just because you're a rapper, you think you can show up to work? It's work for you.
It's work.
It's like me getting into the office at 9 a.m. drunk.
Why would we invest in you? Why would anybody
put
their money on you?
You know what I mean? So, I mean, like, you need to treat your craft with that that business ethic.
Yes.
And treat it like a business.
Respect yourself.
Because it is a business. You are a business. You know what I mean? I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
Golly, let's talk about, where are Few Kings?
They just brought
the shun out of me.
Where are the few kings? I'm sure. Hopefully, and homies will be back soon. But Take Fizzle was saying he was 10 minutes away.
Sweet.
So definitely they'll be here soon, bro.
Whenever we'll interview ourselves.
We'll interview ourselves. Otherwise, how's everything going for you?
Everything's going good, man. You know, man, it's crazy.
How's it like hosting by yourself though?
I don't know, I talk a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's not. You know what I mean? It ain't much of a difference. So, but I definitely miss the boy Kamu, man. Hey, shout out to Kamu Piri.
Big black nigga.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
hey,
shout
man.
Out
like,
the homie.
I remember when we started, and that was included in the article. That was the shout out to Michael Shoker as well for, you know, doing an amazing piece on me.
Yeah.
Appreciate the love. But with Kamu, like, we were just chilling at the crib, right?
Yeah.
Still new in SA, you know what I mean? Still hustling. And we're watching TV, and Hot 97 is on TV.
Yeah.
Me and Kamu argue a lot.
Yeah.
Especially when we're inebriated. You know what I mean? Like, we argue a lot. So we're watching Hot 97. We're like, yo, we could do this better than Angie Martinez. You know what I mean?
We could do this.
And we just generally decide. Then, you know, it ended up like, so that was like during a weekend.
Yeah.
Went back to my crib, chilled, waited a couple of days. Now, but, yo, we spoke about that. Then I just Googled Cliff Central. I don't know why Cliff Central. I didn't, like, even think of any other station.
Yeah.
Straight to Cliff Central. I'm like, yes, that one with the famous white guy.
Yeah.
That one. With the one who put the name on his station.
Yeah.
With all his ego that he had to call the station by his name.
Yeah.
That one. Email him. Like, dog, email came back 35 minutes later.
Shit.
35 minutes late. That's the thing with white people. You know, their work ethic.
You think it's a white people thing?
It's a white people thing.
Yeah.
Black people look at you and like, I'll get back to him, Malindi. I'll get back to him later.
Chimurichi.
Yeah. 35 minutes later, a day later, we're in the offices and you know, we're being sort of interviewed, and you know, asked us what we wanted to do. And like a couple of days later, you know, we started a podcast.
That's crazy. You see, like you knew what you wanted.
Yeah.
And you went and you got it. It didn't take you 10 years. A lot of people be like, yo, I wanna be on radio. I wanna do this. But they're not even
trying. You know what I mean?
It's not like there was an audition or they didn't call for nobody.
Nah,
you
man.
You went out and you got what
you
wanted.
We went out and we looked. We were like, no, this is what we want.
Yeah.
Even if y'all ain't looking right now, we don't know if you're looking, but I think you should take us because we know we're the shit.
One question.
Yeah.
Why did the name of the show change from Zim Conversations to No Borders?
Oh man, that's
yeah. Keep it 100 with me, please.
Now I think it wasn't even, it's not even a contentious issue.
Yeah.
It was just that we were getting a lot of people from different countries who were coming to the show like, yo, we want to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yo, you do know it's called Zim Conversations, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Baba. We don't care, Baba. Can we be on your show?
Put us on.
We want to be there on that show.
Yeah.
And then we just decided, you know, why don't we expand our reach and talk about continental issues as an African nation.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Mm,
and it was also, I'm a very, I want to call myself a very patriotic individual.
Yeah.
I believe in pan-Africanism, and I believe that the only way that Africa is going to succeed or come out of this terrible situation that we're in as a continent is through unity and shared purposes. And so I was like, yo, we don't know enough about each other's countries.
Yeah.
And the first show that we did as No Borders, we had someone from Rwanda, someone from Burundi, Nigeria, South Africa. Obviously, me, Zimbabwean, although I'm now Moroccan, I consider myself Moroccan.
Yeah, you said.
And we asked the whole crew, that was in like six different countries, and we're like, yo, who's the president of Namibia? Dog, we didn't even go to Chad. You know what I mean? We didn't even ask who's the president of Chad or Gabon. We just said Namibia.
Which is right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
No one in the room could answer the question.
Damn.
You know what I mean? And it just goes to show that we don't know enough about each other as Africans.
We don't.
And then how can... But we share the same situation, the same problems in Africa.
Yeah.
War, famine, HIV... You know what I mean? Like we share the same problems.
You had to throw it in there.
Yeah, you got to. That and the biggest one, Baba, HIV.
Yeah.
We share the same problems, but we don't share in the solutions.
We don't share. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So who knows? Something that we're having trouble with down in South Africa, Namibia could have dealt with very well. But we don't communicate in order for us to then be able, okay, what did you guys do? Well, how did y'all do it?
And what's crazy is probably that solution is applicable in South Africa. But then,
there you go.
What then happens is we focus so much on the States and their solutions don't even apply to us. You know, we know so much about how Apple did this or how
they did this. Yeah, like,
but we can't even.
This entrepreneur did that.
You know what I mean?
So that's what I'm trying to be a Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's probably not going to work.
So And that was the whole premise of No Borders, and I think, you know, I think it was a good move. I don't know. I mean, I gotta say, you know, it was a hustle. Can you not mess with me when I'm on the mic? We don't even want y'all on the show no more. Don't even want y'all on the show no more. The show is done. Take Fizzle. You need to get a haircut. The beard thing is
the squad is here.
The beard thing is my thing.
My G.
How you doing, bro?
Nah, sorry, man. So these dudes are finally here. Yo, can we quit the bromance and get on the mics? Golly, it's a whole lot of bromance in the studio.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yo,
too
and much. It's love, it's love.
10 Diamond, Take Fizzle, Few Kings, finally. Listeners, you've been waiting. Your data is finishing.
But they're here.
Your data needs to fall for
real. Hey, data needs to fall, man. Like many other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not my beard.
So we started the show off. We were vibing. Y'all weren't here. We were vibing. We were vibing to, what did we start off with?
Zim Conversations.
Nah. We start off with Versace and Gucci.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We started with Versace and Gucci. Then we went into Bum Bum. Bum Bum is a hit.
I can sit. That's a hit.
Can I get a cameo in the video? Y'all shooting viral videos for that, right?
Bum Bum's not going to be a viral. That's a hit, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So we're going straight in.
Oh, man.
We're pulling out the bag for Bum Bum.
Snap, yeah. Man. So, yo, okay, and there's so much talk.
Yes,
but
you can get. Yes, you can get a cameo.
Oh yeah.
Man. Oh man.
We should do that like now. You know what I mean? Like just after this, we should go. I'm like, yo, hello, cameos right here. So we wanna. There's so much talk about.
So much. What's going on, Jens?
In regards to the album, man. Like this, I don't know. Okay, first and foremost, I'm talking to Dell, right? And what album had just come out? Marcus Alive. Right.
Yeah. Shout out to Marcus.
That's shout out to Marcus. Yeah, I think that was an amazing a project. It was beautiful.
Shout
right?
out to Verseless
and,
as well.
And you know, I'm really big on you know, like Zim music and non hype.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but he failed. I think they failed to hype the music, because what then happened was that I was talking to Daryl and Daryl's like, I haven't even heard the project.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait, how? And that's one thing that Few Kings does very well.
We went and grabbed that.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone knew when the album was coming out and everyone had it. But then I also have a problem with that, because I feel, and we were talking about this, I feel that The Feeling Ain't Fair was more hype than an actual project.
Well, remember with The Feeling Ain't Fair, and I'm going to say no, mm-hmm. but with The Feeling Ain't Fair, we hadn't even become Few Kings.
Like, oh, shit.
We started out, we dropped singles. It was Happy. It was Madrink's Remix. It was Boys Dungle. It was I Need. And in that process of those four singles over like the first 6 months of that year,
yeah,
we then were like, yo, we've got something here.
This kind of works.
Yeah. and then the project came to life, and then the group came together, and then we dropped later on in the year.
Oh, man.
So that was like just traditional, straight up, normal rollout.
Okay.
And then this one, how long did it take you guys to make this album?
Four years and two weeks.
Okay, yeah. So explain that. What do you mean 4 years and 2 weeks? Okay.
Like, we dropped The Feeling in Fear, right?
Yeah, and 4 years and 2 months.
Yeah, 4 years and 2 months.
Okay.
So, like, the past 4 years we were on chilling. We just chilling. And then we got together. And it's all God-given thing. Like, nothing was planned. Yeah. It was God just saying, it's time,
boys. Yeah, because it kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Ting just started posting. I'm like, what?
Okay. Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, so we got into the studio. We watched a couple of movies. You know, to get our energies together, and we started rolling out tracks.
We went and watched the Defiant ones. Have to watch.
Oh, that. Yeah, the Defiant ones. Y'all need to watch that. That is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I watched the clips of the Defiant ones, crazy. But yeah, go on.
Yeah,
and so, you had to get everybody at the crib because y'all be late and stuff. Breezy be somewhere else.
We lived together for 2 months.
Yeah, we lived together.
Oh, snap. Hey, they did the whole Jay-Z Watch the Throne thing. These brothers are serious.
Yeah, man. It was great. It was crazy. It was intense, but yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
And okay, so we were talking about The Feeling Ain't Fair, right?
Yeah.
The Feeling Ain't Fair. So when I came across the project, I didn't listen to it. And I was like, yo, no. Listen, I kind of skimmed through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And obviously, it's unfortunate, but in regards to music right now, first thing I'm listening to is I'm listening for a dope beat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I'm waiting for one of those verseless, a trap, something. I'm just going like, okay, fine.
It's all right.
And I went back to listening to Alive.
Yeah.
Then just like, dog, the social commentary on that album.
Yeah.
Listen to that album. Like, aight, sweet. One Young Sunday.
I don't know how you missed the dope beats, though.
No, 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 wait, hold up. Hold up.
We'll get into that.
Random Sunday, I'm chilling at the crib. I just press play. Yo. Fam, like, and then one, I was actually listening to the album.
Sunday,
I
mean? Sunday's a good day. For,
yeah.
For
so there's a difference between listening to an album and listening to an album. You know, there's an album that you listen to, you're like,
hearing.
Okay, yeah, hearing an album and listening to an album. First of all, Fizzle, I was with Sunny Makalima a couple of weeks ago on the show. And he gave the whole, your background, everything, where y'all came from back then. And you know what I mean? It's an amazing story.
It's been a trip.
But fam, you, with this album, production-wise, like you said, Ten, you have outdone yourself, dog.
Thank
like,
you very much.
I, in my head, I'm thinking to myself, Fizzle was listening to everything that's going on. He's like, you know what? I really don't care.
Yeah.
Y'all can throw the trap beats. Y'all can do an MT. Y'all can do a Migos.
It's okay.
I don't care.
Can I say it, you know, the last project, you know, we had a mix of producers. It was mostly Fizzle.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
On this one, and I'm going to be honest, like Fizzle fought for this one. He was like, nah.
I don't want nobody else.
Nah. And we kind of, and I mean, it had been 4 years, you know, so for all of us, I think it was a process of trusting each other and getting to know each other again as well. And I'm personally so glad that he did fight for that, because I mean, you've heard it.
The sounds are very, very, very authentic.
Yeah.
I think the album, I think it's an amazing body of work. I was telling him, like, I don't know if you saw when we were in the studio when you played me the album.
Oh, I remember that.
And Akutara Nemi came on, bro.
Yo,
I couldn't help but sit down and cry.
And then they come one after the other. It's Stuck in the Clouds. Mm-hmm. And then Kutara Nemi. I even know the track list now.
Yeah.
For an album I wasn't listening
then
to.
You know.
when Versace and Gucci was playing, I was thinking I enjoyed just of it, but snap, I'm not listening to the whole album. Like, I actually know what song is coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the work was amazing. But Fizzle, like, the guts for you to take the production there, dog. Like, and not just the sampling of Mampo's Story and Tuku.
Yeah.
Just generally the whole sound of the album. Mamero, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
15 billion, like you. Yeah. You literally just, it's I can't even explain the sound. I don't even know, like, you know, you,
what's
you,
that?
You know, usually you can compare.
It's just not not a single sound is the thing, you know, like,
it's a fusion.
Yeah. The way we grow and germinate the concepts. It's like we're literally in the studio constantly listening to stuff. Like, what do we like? How are we feeling? Like, where do we want to go? And it's a nice, beautiful, like a collage, like one of those blankets made out of
all the nice
other blankets. a patchwork blanket? What is it? I don't know. White people, you know the ones that
like the quilts?
Like arts and crafts, like a quilt.
And what was the motivation though?
Because
we're gonna get into the content of the album after the break. But what was the motivation? Like what? Because you guys had been apart. Fizzle started going to church.
Yeah.
Still do.
Ten was
once
doing
once in a while. Yeah. once
Ten
in a
was
time.
Doing poetry.
Yeah.
I don't know where Brown was.
I've been doing poetry.
No, but I'm just I just, you know, the perfect ten. You know what I mean? Like it was and
a few good poems.
A few good poems. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sorry. And also just generally like the sound, like this is not you guys. Maybe it is. Maybe it's the you guys that we don't know.
You know
what I mean? Because I knew Happy.
Do you know what Few Kings is? It's basically like I think three core concepts or core values, and it's realness above and beyond everything else. Yeah. So we're always gonna give you the actual real.
Yeah.
It's brotherhood. Because you know, I mean, the three of us—it's more than just like, oh, we're friends, or oh, you're a talented producer, oh, you're a dope rapper. It's, you know, it's brotherhood. And then I think the third, I'd say it's Harare.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We cover the whole city, and I'd even say maybe the country, but I want to stretch it too much. But we cover the city, so you know, when you get Few Kings, you get brotherhood, you get realness, you get Harare.
Yeah.
And I really like the fact that even on Waskana. you know, we're really, you guys are really talking about the whole country, not just the 263. But my question is, yo, man, what inspired Mamero?
I know it's very simple, bruh.
Mamero.
It's not one thing, bruh. It's like a series of things. Like every time you jump out and drive somewhere,
yeah,
I guarantee you 5 minutes later, you with a corrupt traffic officer who's trying to take your last $10 or whatever.
Or your license.
He's gonna take your license to get money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's all about Gwala. So, and the spikes. And like every 2 weeks in the newspaper, there's police officers throw a spike and probably kill somebody or injure somebody. So that really pissed me off. You know what I mean? And like as artists, we're just supposed to express what we experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be a reflection of our surroundings, so that's what it is. And also, Mamero is slang in Shana for enemy.
Alright,
yeah. Fake friend.
So, you know. can we safely say in regards to like, because that's the problem. The feeling ain't fear.
Yeah.
Did it come from a place where you guys are saying we're not afraid to talk about the issues that we're experiencing?
Well, what's the opposite of fear to you? Like, what do you think the opposite of fear is?
Courage.
No, the opposite of fear is love.
Love, yeah.
Fear, really?
Yeah, the opposite of fear is love. You know, so
I haven't really experienced love. I was an unloved child. I didn't get no hugs.
So you know, so for us, it was really about you know, like you know, love of the country, love of who we are, love of where we are, love of what we're trying to do, love for you know the people who fill up their country all around the world, really, and just kind of saying, we're gonna tell our story again, and by doing that, we're gonna tell your story too, and we're gonna do that fearlessly, filled with love, really.
I think that's the second part of the show that we want to get into, where we want to talk about, and I was talking to Daryl earlier, and we're like, yo, apart from, I think, Manifest, no other artist on the continent or group has dedicated a whole album to dealing with social matters.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The whole album is dealing with social matters. I mean, from gospel to politics, and we can't run away from politics because politics is ambiguous. Everything that we do on a day-to-day basis, we're not talking government politics. We're talking about the day-to-day bread and butter issues.
The power struggles within families, within communities,
exactly.
You know, within the country.
You know what I mean? And
so politics.
The album just came together. Like, I mean, every song makes sense, and it's so fluid.
Yeah.
And it's not, and the beauty of it is, it's not a Zimbabwean project. Like someone, of course, I mean, there's a lot of vernacular in it, but if you were to translate the message in the album, someone in Gabon could relate.
It's universal.
Yeah. And someone in the States could relate. I mean, you know, they're killing black people. Cops is killing black people. Mamero, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Cops is killing black people in Zim too.
Yeah. I mean, and for us, like you know, with that sample, the president's speech from Heroes Acre this year.
We
were just like, we're with you, and you know, in our heads, we're like, I mean, don't think there's all bad and corrupt cops, but the bad and corrupt ones ruin it for the good guys.
Exactly. Yeah. And furthermore, let's not shy away from telling corrupt cops that they're corrupt.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, we've got a corruption unit. But then the minute you tell them that something, you get arrested for saying someone's corrupt.
Yeah.
Like, come on, aren't you supposed to be like, oh, well, for real? Like, who'd you, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think so many social matters came up, and it's a beautiful album. Like, I was awestruck. Like, I have to thank you, Daryl, for making me listen to
it. Yeah. Yes.
And like I said, 10, Fizzle, my dudes, Breezy, my dudes, right? And I always want to be honest with my dudes. And like I said, with my feeling about the feeling ain't fair, was that it was a lot of hype.
Yeah.
This album, and which is why I was a bit reluctant to listen to it initially, I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. I think this is... I know people might have their disagreements, but I'm allowed
to say what I want. Where is the drum roll before
this is your show? This is your show. You can say what you want.
I can say what I want to say. I can honestly say I think this is the best hip-hop album that has ever come out of Zimbabwe.
I agree. I totally agree.
That's a done deal, dog.
I totally agree. It's multi-layered.
Our parents can listen to this album. You know what I mean? Like, Palisa was listening to Tukutaura Nemi. She's like, oh man, this sounds like my pastor. And she doesn't even come from Zim. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this sounds like gospel. I'm like, girl, you got it. It is gospel.
It is gospel.
I mean, it's universal. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Your boy KF, I got Daryl as my co-host on the show. No Borders, 10 Diamond, Take Fizzle, Waiting for Junior Brown, Few Kings, hashtag No Borders.
Hey, very glad that you're still here, but hurt that you never mentioned the cancer. You weren't supposed to beat it alone, but that's that. You're still here, you're still dead, and I'm just trying to make you understand I will be okay. I am deep, okay, and on these beats I'm king, and these beats are the things they play. And when they play, you believe that your son get paid, and when I get the amount that I'm dreaming about, I'ma take it all out and bring it straight to your house, my king. I will never be the man of the house, not as long as you're alive, and I don't want that now. So try to learn what you did to pull yourself from the bottom to the top like this. Superman, you is. Sure as I am 10, for everything heaven needs, but you're my king. So I'm all in. Point the target, I'm on it, pops. I'm that kid.
I mean, like, if you could just, if you could find some time, like, just in between me and you, like, I don't know, I just want to talk.
Up my kafara when you saw me in the press. Wish you were still here, couldn't you on a success? Uncle Foco Foco, Uncle Fox, my guy. Me and you know the reason why I attack a COVID guy, but I miss you. Of course, the enemy's finding it hard. Quits up with your cover, but your shoes are kind of large. Kanganwini Sunday, take a gara from my car to Gatti. When I'm gone, just start already in charge. Jachang, I'm hustling, but you know, just ignore it. You left me with a scar, still on the Singapore, and I'm trying to do better than you. Get more cheddar than you. Do it my way. Look like you did what breakers can do. I'm corner from the top, in the Chikia. Send out my blessings through, and don't expect zero. Cause one day, teacher Sangha. One day, when my time is up, we pop on each other, go. Man to man, bitch. Mariba chita, bitch. Lord willing, bitch. Yes. Mariba chita, bitch. Man to man, bitch. Lord willing, bitch. Oi, sando zenyu zese.
Dada, baba, pops, fada.
Gimme mune yese, oi, sando zenyu zese.
Dada, baba, pops, fada.
Gimme mune yese, oi, sando zenyu zese.
Dada, baba, pops, fada.
Watch me, chimora pezera lese.
Fizzle, can you just give us tell us what was going on with that jam?
I lost my father last year. Oh, like,
so condolences, rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah, shout out to Max. It was like Good Friday, you know, and before he passed, like 2 weeks before he passed, we had a little, you know, man-to-man type of fight.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of things we said and a lot of things were resolved and stuff. So the thing is with me, most of the time, if I'm not doing the hook, I speak through the music. So yeah. I just had to do something for my pops, you know, say, hey, it happens, you know.
That's
and I know you're out there looking out for me. And look at me, I'm in Cliff Central in Joburg.
Daddy. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Your
yeah,
boy
yeah.
makes you proud. So, yeah, that was the inspiration. And, you know, like, I believe everyone's got daddy issues, you know what I mean? And as men, we don't express them
yeah,
because we're trying to be hard. Yeah, we're trying to be cool
I mean,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm happy my boys came through and spoke from the heart, you know. The session was the most intense session I've had in my life.
I had to kick everybody out.
Daryl was telling me, apparently Daryl heard the album before a lot of other people, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Aversion.
Y'all can't say that in front of me. Deny it. You know what I mean? Like, at least deny it when I'm here. Like, hey, no, actually, Kesiwe, you were one of the first, but I don't know, I can't remember. But anyway, he said he cried. Like, you
yeah.
said
no, I saw,
like,
I
we
saw,
were vibing,
I saw,
and, then we and then we turned around and I was like, ah, oh, it's like dope. The yeah. music doing,
doing
the thing.
Thing.
Do you know when you have a song on repeat? I'm on the train going to work in the morning. I have this song on repeat, and then sometimes you forget that you're on the train.
Do you know, but you know, we call this album though, this is National Therapy.
National Therapy.
Word.
We're gonna sit down and talk about some things, you know?
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
And in terms of the messaging, let's get in deep into the messaging. I think I wanna start with Bad Boy. The way Bad Boy started, the car voice.
That's the voice from Boys Dung. We had to bring our guy back.
Yeah.
That was sick, dog. You know, I listened to the beginning of the song like 5 times before I go through the rest of the song.
Because it's that sick.
You know what I mean? And I'm assuming that the message there was in regards to rape and women's rights.
It's these old men with the fat bellies preying on these young girls, young women.
You know what I mean?
In that particular, if you zoom in on it, and you know what we're saying in the verse, and that we're talking about, you know, you know, these underage child marriages, abuse of young children that's happening. There was this this video, a voice note that was going around.
I see the few kings eyeing that NGO money. You
like
see the way they're speaking? They practice this.
All types
like
of money
practice
right
this.
Now.
There was this, you know, this thing about, this came out about this 9-year-old girl who's in a prostitution ring and what have you.
Yeah. In what's it called? Epworth, right?
Yeah. And these are things that are happening.
And that's crazy.
And you think it's just happening like, okay, in you know, in the hood or in the high density suburbs, but it's going on everywhere.
Everywhere.
And we were kind of like, nah.
It's next door.
That was
man.
Another. Like, that one was that was driven by Fizzo again. Like that hook. That's Fizzo on the hook. Yeah.
What was it?
That's
like
an amazing hook.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Was it an agreement? Like when you started doing the album, was it an agreement? Like, yo, okay, we're going to make this album conscious, or was it, or did it happen organically?
I think it was organic.
It was
like,
organic.
We were doing stuff and like
organic.
Checking as we're going along. Okay, yeah. Like, all right, what songs have we got?
Murunyeba.
And then
Murubaiza.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Like as we were going along, we're like, all right, cool, we got one of these. Yo, okay, we've done like 3 of these. Can we just go and do something else? Go somewhere else. But like I said, like whatever the topic is, whatever the approach is, it's always those 3 things. It's realness. It's Harare. And I've not forgotten the other one, but it's the thing.
Yeah.
And brotherhood. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, brotherhood. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like 15 billion, you know.
It's, yo.
It's a song you can turn up to. You can definitely have a good time.
Besides that, just before you even hear the song, the minute I just saw 15 billion, I'm like, oh, they're going
shit.
In.
They did it.
They did it. But then if you really, really listen to some of the things that are being said there, it's literally like, I feel like Owens are saying, yo, guys, let's go to the streets. Let's tell these niggas, like, we're here. You can't keep chowing our money.
Straight
you know
up.
What I mean? Because in Zim, Owens are chilling.
Yeah, straight
yeah.
up.
On the chilling,
you know, so. Like 15 billion is crazy because everyone who's heard it, I've seen like people hear it for the first time. I see their reaction, they're like, oh, the government's gonna go
number.
After you.
You can't say that number,
you know what I mean?
They got one on 15,
you know what I mean? And I'm like,
listen to it.
Do you listen to music or you just skim through it? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, listen to it.
Actually, I mean, you use the reference,
yeah, we use
in
the
regards
reference.
To, but it's actually not about that.
It's got nothing
well, look,
to do with
not,
that.
Yeah, well, look, if
it kind of does,
the reference, the reference is a macro idea. And we like super zoomed in. We said, okay, cool. These promoters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we get our money?
Yeah.
Like, you called us, yeah. You asked us to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Now we'd like to get our money. And not just like the money you have in your pocket, the money that we're worth. And I think it's something that applies to just the value of how young Zimbabweans feel in general. Yeah. We want to get what we're worth.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
working. We're putting in we the time. Hard. We're and, putting
and,
in the effort.
And y'all were so.
We want to get what
y'all
we
were
worth.
So. I mean, big on talking about education, and you took us to good schools. We've got one of we yeah. had. Kind of still have one of the best education systems in the world, definitely yeah. on the continent.
Yeah.
But couldn't say no education, you know what I mean?
So for me, but Togo nongo matcha 3 million.
She's talking about 15 million.
You know what I mean? Like for example, like I heard Migos, and Quavo. They were here like last week, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the information. Let me ask a question: how much did Migos get paid, and how much did AKA get paid? Is it the same?
No way.
Nah,
that's the problem. Yeah. See, that's what we're addressing in 15 billion. You know what I mean?
Like, y'all can easily pay that. And the show wasn't even sold out.
Yeah.
Durban was hella empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If Casper does a show anyway, he can fill up the F&B Stadium tomorrow if he wants. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So why is it that if some cat across an ocean, you know what I mean?
So it's that lack of belief in yourself as African.
That's what 15 billion is. Like right now, you're working, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's pay weekend, right? Shout out every South African, go get your money right now. All right? And then you got your money and you go to the bank and they tell you it's not there or it's half or quarter. How are you going to feel?
Oh, of course.
You're going to jump out in the streets in your millions and say, hey, but Cliff Central, my guala?
Yeah,
so that's what it is. It's across board, you know. We just zoomed in on the promoters, but if you work, if you've got a family, you've got responsibilities, you go out there, you hustle, you're supposed to get your guala. That's what 15 billion
is. You got to get what you deserve.
That's why I said the message is universal, but specifically continental in terms of Africa, man. They're speaking to Africa.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed and I love the fearlessness in Versace and Gucci. Because right now is not the right time to be talking ill about women. It's a very good like it's a thin line between being a male chauvinist or you're sexist or you don't respect women. But I mean, let's talk about Versace. That can't be all you need, right?
Yeah.
I always tell my female friends, men adapt. I'm not gonna come through with money to try and get with you.
Careful.
If money isn't what you want.
Uh-huh. Easy now.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a tricky one, right? I gotta go slow on this one. But on a for real, like men adapt. If a door is what you want, if a woman wants a door and I'm trying to get a woman, I'll give her a door.
Yeah.
So and y'all are saying, okay, let me let y'all explain. But I think you get the gist of it, right? Like, you can't put the blame on just these sugar daddies who are coming through with guap. They've noticed that's what y'all are demanding.
That's what you're about.
And KF can't give you that. You know what I mean? So let me go to this body.
To boss F.
Let me go. Yeah.
But I mean, like on Versace and Gucci, it's just that song where it's like, we're kind of saying like, we realize, yeah, there's material needs for sure. But like, understand this. I'm working hard. I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to come and marry you. We're going to settle down. We're going to do all the things. I'm going to get you the Versace. I'm going to get you the Gucci.
Yeah, yeah.
But please don't let that be all you need.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you're looking at me as well. I hope you're investing in me and not just, you know, what I'm trying to bring to you.
I don't know. I wonder what the reception on that song is going to be. And I wonder if people even listen to it probably, because it's got a really, vibey kind of thing to it. And you know, most of the girls will be asking.
They might just catch on to the Versace
and Gucci.
Versace and Gucci.
I remember I sent to this one friend of mine, this female friend of mine, and she's like, yeah, I'm feeling it. I don't know about that first part, but that Versace and Gucci. And it's crazy because, like, and I mean, I'm not saying she represents every woman out there, but like, you know, there was a time where, like, the moment, like, you tell a woman, like, I know, I'm going to marry you. That was like, that was the thing. It was like, nah, listen, let me get that Versace and Gucci.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Fizzle because, of course, the beauty of Few Kings is that when you can make a beat, when you can vibe to a beat, like the connection that y'all have.
Yeah.
But I still think that Fizzle is the crazy one. You know what I mean? So I think it's harder for Ten and Breeze. Like, God damn it. You hear that beat that he just gave us?
You got to kill it.
It's like, damn.
The pressure's on.
It's not like, and like anyone can ride either. You know what I mean? Like, I think anyone could write Ether, but then give someone a beat off of Illmatic. It's a legendary beat, but not everybody's going to write a beat off of Illmatic. Like, how do they have to adapt to you? Do you adapt to them? Because a lot of producers these days, Young Nash, for example.
Yeah. Shout out to Young Nash.
Young Nash, all day, every day.
Yep.
But if you are a mediocre artist, do not get a beat from Young Nash, because all we're going to listen to is the beat.
True.
You know what I mean? But with this project, this, the what do we call it? The synthesis? No.
Synergy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ayosha, our parents taught us well. B, don't even get it twisted.
We're ready for all the jobs that require the English. And you got to bring them in.
We got the right English.
Which is why I don't get it. How did this happen over 2 weeks? The synergy
of two months. But yeah. It's 4 years and 2 months. Like it's important that space when we weren't doing the stuff, we were soaking things in.
We're learning, and the people
we arrived as when we came to make this thing happen, it plays a very huge part in what then happened.
Golly.
Bars.
they came prepared.
Yeah.
No, like there's sometimes like, right, we'll make the beat. Okay, let me set the record straight. I produced the whole album, yes, but I didn't do it by myself.
Yeah.
Got two crazy talented, amazing co-producers, one by the name of Ten Diamond and the other one by the name of Junior Brown.
Hey.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Bless
you. So there's sometimes, right, we'll make the beat. And then these guys will go ham on the beat. I'll go back and I'll listen to the beat. I'm like, it's not good enough. These guys murdered me.
We're constantly like circling each other and trying to like.
Yeah,
like
I mean. So yeah, like it happened. It went back and forth. Like we'll change the beat here, we'll edit the beat there, we'll change lyrics here, change the hook there, change melodies. It was just seamless, you know.
Okay, like still the few. The beat for still the few. That we were, I think we were working on some other song that we thought that was going to be. And then he kept producing. And I think Breezy wasn't in at the time. And I was sitting there. And I was like, father, I've got something for this. I think it's a different song now.
Because y'all, both 10 did, you guys had like separate songs on
Long Live the Few.
That was dope.
That was dope, yeah.
They were speaking from the future.
You know when it's really dope is when you got the album on repeat.
Game.
Yeah.
You know when it's really dope is when you got the album on repeat.
Yeah.
And then it comes to the end, right?
Yeah.
And then you listen to Long Live the Few and then it comes back.
Come back, yeah.
It's crazy. Weren't you scared when you were sampling Tuku, bruh? Because I've heard so many records.
No. Yeah, dog.
Not even.
We were like, we love this. This is our track. We love this item.
No,
this
but a lot of people, 10 Fizzle, a lot of people have not done justice.
They did the song.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's why there's only a few of us.
Yo.
Okay. Go on there. Somebody needs to tweet right now. Let's get on Twitter. Let's start. Did someone tag you or Stunner?
Oh, yes.
And the thing goes. Don't go there.
No, we have to go
don't
there.
Go there.
How can we not? How can we not?
Ten, hey. Be prepared, fam.
Saga, hit boy, don't do it. I need it.
Ten, head boy.
Just
yo, why, bro?
Let me tell you something. I've seen people's reaction to that and how people think it's a shot at Stunner, right? That's me taking a shot at society. Like, I'm standing there talking to a girl in real life, and imagine I go, "Hey, yo, why don't you come back with me? Like, I got a headboard, I got a camera." Like, everyone made such a big deal. Like, the tape came out, the sex tape came out, and people were like, "Oh, he didn't have a headboard."
Like, really? No, is that what you're gonna focus
on? No, but then I mean, remember, he's like a public figure, so
when you look at celebrity, but still.
When you bump into Stunner in the
let
road,
me tell let me tell you something. You guys expect so much from us, right?
Yeah.
But people, when it's time for a show. Sha, put me on the guest list. Sha, no.
Yo, can you come pick me up?
I buy drinks in there.
You want
these artists to be rolling around in Benzes and what, and these big houses with headboards. Like, you know what I mean? but that support is not even coming. So for me, that was like a slick moment to just be like, I'm literally in. I'm on this track and I'm talking to this woman. I'm like, yo, I got a headboard. I got a camera. Like,
I said, I was literally
taking the piss out of that. But I. You know, I can understand how people could think it was
that's,
a shot.
That's hip hop.
That's hip hop. I mean, I love it. You know what I mean?
Layers,
I love it.
Layers. Yeah. Every time, so. Yeah.
And it's also social commentary. Like we said, the album is so much social commentary. I mean, if people actually sit down and listen to the album, listen to it. I mean, it's phenomenal. Fizzle, what's your favorite song on the album?
Versace and Gucci, yo. Versace and Gucci, yo.
That is
Fizzle. Fizzle wrote that hook.
He wrote the first
half of the hook, I think.
Yeah.
Who? What's your favorite record?
Mine changes. currently my favorite. You know what? My favorite right now. It's still the few because.
Okay.
I've now gotten feedback from it and I listen to it and I you know I remember like a time or a period where people were like, oh man, Tay ain't got the bars anymore.
Oh yeah.
Oh, for real though?
He did a few good poems. And I'm like, a few good poems is chock full of bars. I was like, okay, cool. This is the thing that you want. And it was just, it's a good feeling for me to hear that one and be like, and to know how it happened. Like it's, and I tried to explain this in another interview. I was like, no, there's different sides. I got different swords. If I want
to
pick out this one and do the thing,
here, he got 5 minutes to be on there.
So it's always nice to know that you know, the sword that sits there is sharp and be able to flex that and show it. So right now, that's my favorite.
Weren't you guys afraid to drop an album of this nature? I don't know what to call, like, let's call it old school, for lack of a better term. Like,
it's old school.
Authentic. Let's try authentic.
Okay, let's just say a non-conformist album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You guys didn't come through and say, hey, this is what people are doing. Let's ride off of this wave. Were you, y'all weren't, listen, come on, Ten, listen, stop doing this
no,
for radio,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry. It's not,
you
it's
the, have
no,
to have been
no,
afraid.
The truth is, no, not at all, bro. The truth is, we call ourselves Few Kings. And it's a responsibility and an identity that we take very seriously. So
oh, snap.
So
you say, hey, I just gave this dude the leverage to go ahead.
So for us, it's a case of showing leadership every single time. We didn't get in there and play like, what's going on now? We got in there and said, yo, what are we enjoying? What do we want to do? What have we enjoyed in the past? How are we going to bring it together? Like, we, and you know, no disrespect to anyone, but we follow no one's moves at all, be it in the business, be it in the music, be it in how we approach our shows. We are fully aware and understand that this thing called Zim Hip Hop, in its current state, we set the first bar. And we raised that bar again.
Ten just went there, dog. He just went there. You know when he gets passionate, he moves away from the mic.
Yeah.
We got Junior Brown in the building.
What up?
What's going, Brown?
I'm good. I'm on time, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, Brown, we're talking about the album. What's your favorite jam on the album?
You already know, man. Famba Famba.
Oh, snap. Okay, yeah. Famba Famba. Bam!
Mm-hmm.
Bam! This turned into a studio in this
day. Slap in the face. Now, can you see? Now, you know when Voltron and Al Four come together, like, it's a different.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the synergy of the music, like when you guys getting together, like Brown. I feel like Brown sort of did kind of set the pace with Tongo Gun.
Yeah.
In terms, which is why I think y'all they lying to us, dog. They lying. They had this planned out. Niggas been talking for a couple of years, like, oh, this is what we're gonna do.
I might have to jump over this table.
We're gonna wait just before 2018 and we go and drop
Give
this.
It to them now.
We're gonna go down in history. We might not make money today, but our kids will make money. You bet. That's what's up. Nah, but definitely I remember I called you, Breezy. I was somewhere in Four Ways at Kamu's place, actually.
Yeah.
When I first listened to Tongo Gada. You know what I mean? I first listened to, I'm like, what? That was an amazing, amazing song. And for you guys to then follow through with the whole album that has that type of social commentary and speaking the real. The realness should have actually been on this album. Mom, I'm going to say some kasampo kasirike sala. Mopsayagi dojo.
The realness is not the realness without Yagi D.
Shout out to Yagi Dojo, one of the best out there. And how's the tour going?
The tour is great.
The tour is amazing.
There's some cats looking at us like we stole something. I'm not too sure what's going on.
No, we're cool. We're straight.
The tour is great.
I mean, we're here.
You hear? When did this tour start? Where did it end? You missed a leg, didn't y'all?
I don't know. We did. This is the first leg. We missed. We had to postpone one of the dates. One of the promoters didn't do his job, so.
That was for Gueru.
$15 billion.
Where to postpone Gueru?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a promoter set up tour like that. Like this is self funded. This is our tour that we've put together. Put together a team of promoters. We said, yo, and young promoters. We said, all right, cool. Go out there, get the venues, lock down the dates. You get this, we'll get this. Let's keep it moving.
And that's the way to go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because promoters will. I mean, they will take you for
They'll take you for a ride.
Exactly.
I mean, think about it.
If we don't get our own thing moving, then. You know what I mean? This is hip hop, and like my man said, we set the bar, and what we do, everybody else follows. You know what I mean?
Where are you going?
Do you guys think you're getting that? Is that respect there? Like, is that not even just respect, recognition?
I mean, it trended for a week, so I think we feel okay.
By the way, this was a free album. All you had to do was go on Facebook, put the hashtag TFAF2. Right, we weren't selling it. We just decided to put it up on all the other platforms, and we were number one for a whole week on iTunes. This is a free album.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't buy one. I just
got like number one. I'm gonna be honest. All the genres, like
not just hip hop.
Yeah, so
like Party Next Door was number two
on that day,
and Shekinah was number three.
So Shekinah's album, what, Rose Gold?
Yeah, Rose Gold.
Shout out to that album.
In terms of you were talking, Tim. You were talking about the state of hip hop. Let's talk about the state of hip hop in Zim right now.
it's looking good. The Kings are back.
Okay. Besides the Kings, like, come on now. Besides the Kings,
it's crazy. That's the same.
Brown,
panel.
Who's your favorite rapper right now? Who is not a part of Few Kings? Because they gonna keep talking about Few Kings. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, yeah. Who's your favorite rapper now?
You see, now you want me to tell you one who's not my favorite rapper.
Okay.
Yeah. My favorite rapper right now is probably.
Okay. Who do you think is doing it?
Right now, I like to listen to like young Mike Pimp.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? He's super nice. I like to listen to Tuck Money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's super nice. And he's really close to the circle.
Tuck Money, amazing.
Yeah.
I listen to Kiki Badass. Kiki Badass is hustling as well.
The Queen of the South.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of people working out there.
We were talking about that. Sorry, it's not enough time. Yeah. But we were talking about that. And we spoke about how I felt like the Feeling Ain't Fair was hype. And mainly Twitter and Facebook and social media and the North hype, right? I think this album.
Let's keep things
in context. I'm just saying.
When that project dropped, you were playing for the other side, right? And now when you say when you say North hype, that's it's invalid. You look at the people sitting here. Maybe we can say, okay, I represent the North or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's the King of the South right there.
But they tried to do
that. It doesn't get much more authentic than that right there.
I wasn't even really. True. I love music. You know what I mean? Yeah. I love music and I listen to both projects.
Let me tell you how it works. He lives on Samora. He lives on the other side of Samora. I live on the other side of Samora.
But yo, Brown, it's not even about where you actually live. It's about where your affiliates are.
Oh man!
You know what I'm just saying.
But how can we live in all these three different places and not be affiliated all three different places?
Okay, and the other thing,
do you think the first Few Kings album appealed to the South? Do you think it got recognition from the South?
Definitely, there were songs like Happy, songs like Madrinks,
songs like Boys Drunk.
Yeah, but Happy and Madrinks, but those were general hits.
Here's the thing.
All right, hold up. How many times are you in the hood, fam?
I'm in the hood all day.
Oh God! Look at that smile. What's the hood?
Don't speak on it.
Messing up my image, man. I just lost like five Twitter followers because I only got 10.
We definitely know and believe that it did reach all that way because the past few months we've been doing a bunch of street hip hop tour events and we go there and the music is known and we go there and our faces are known and the energy is real.
So the other thing is
we're trying to change what we're doing right now is not only for us. It's for hip hop as a whole.
Yeah.
In Zimbabwe. All the moves that we make, all the strategy, every time we sit down and plan on doing something, if you look at it the moment we do that, the moment like we're back right now. Hip hop is back.
And that's where I was kinda taking it, right? And appreciation of this project. This project, like I said, crosses the borders.
It does.
You know what I mean? Like anyone can relate to this project. Everyone can relate to this project. And like I said before, even Palace was relating to Kuchara Nemi. Like the message, the vibe, the sound itself, like is
authenticity.
It's
the No Borders official soundtrack, the whole thing, right?
Hey man, we should talk about that. Amazing. And I think sometimes I guess the streets do tend to misconstrue stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then the assumption then becomes that I know. And I think them and Junior Brown and it's sort of like black kid, gold like ones. I'm a salad.
And
some a national Remo. I don't think affiliation should then mess up music. You know what I mean? Like, who you affiliated to is something else. The music, the product, the content of the product.
Who it appeals to.
Who it appeals to. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think, like I said, this album appeals to everybody, man. Like, you can't tell me that Kunemun I know Tim Salad. I think I tell you something. I'm from the South. And either way, I don't know Tim Salad. The definition of Tim Salad. Like, I always have.
Okay, so you know what
Dango.
Yo, so we need to tell people where the Few Kings are performing tonight.
Tonight we're gonna be at Alley Cats in Randburg.
Randburg,
yep.
The event starts at 8 p.m. There's a host of artists on that bill.
Zim,
we came down with
Zim artists. It's a Zim takeover.
Yeah, it's a Zim hip hop. Zim hip hop Zimbabwe extravaganza. Shout out to Jackson. It's a Changa Mire event as well.
Yep.
Part of our Kings of the Summer tour. A part of Kiki Badass's Queen of the South tour. So it's just a coming together of just some beautiful energy.
Beautiful.
So 8 p.m. Alley Cats. Randburg.
Randburg.
Few Kings.
Yeah, it's $50 entrance, $100 of VIP. That's Rand for Zimbabwe.
And if you are a big booty biza, holla at me. It's $2,000 to get in. You know the thing.
You already know. Few Kings. How do people get the album? Just one more time.
If you go to the Few Kings Facebook page, there's a pinned post. under that post, just comment with hashtag TFAF2 or go to Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, everywhere where great music is streamed or downloaded.
I swear, get the album for free, listen to it, and you're going to love it. Then buy it. Then buy it. You know what I mean? Then buy it. Thank you so much. No Borders, CliffCentral.com. Daryl, brother.
Shout out.
10 Diamond, Take Fizzle, Junior Brown.
Yep.
And I'm going to say it one last time. Legendary. This is a classic. This is a Zim hip hop classic, no doubt about
Thank
it.
You.
We're closing off. CliffCentral.com. No Borders, The Few.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Well, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Well, usaka zama na veva nubuchazi ba, kuwa zama na veva nubuchazi.
Hey, this is a lesson to the one who fantasize, a fiddle in between the thighs of an underpraised, underpaid, ever seen girl shy. Wait for the moment she would drop a little twit, like go ahead, hashtag anything, ask that. Ever the perv, followed every word, quick to hit her with the deer. What's your toxin? She replied, rewind, no boxes. An hour later, had her on her back bleeding, staring at the ceiling, crying, trying not to feel it. Just see, her stepdaddy used to touch her on the weekend. Ex used to beat her up, claiming she was cheating. Boss used to offer more dough if the D's in her mom. She hated everything about her, from her brains to her body, to the fact she needed nobody. Made her own meal, paid her own bills, praying for the day she'd escape the city so real. What you gonna do?
Not someone I've ever knew, just me. Bad boy.
What you gonna do when they come for you? I think you call it wrong,
bad boy.
What you gonna do when they come for you? I think you call it wrong.
What goes around comes around, the jobs will be budget. Took advantage of a new tanga snatch get it. I got the uncle said, Sadaro, don't do it. You got it now, fuck that, we can do this. Okay, we guy now, no talk and die now. Just hit a wise guy, just hit a fly guy. But you ain't know about the courts right now. I'm putting 60 years drive, I don't provide it, I'm starting. Family out the deep bay, or tell my taka daro. Walk to Ganesa, talk to Zito, and Nenaro. But my run for war, and I am. Come and cook so nice. Come back on them, and Jesus, and then get to talk.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Well, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Well,
bad boy.
Bad boy. What you gonna do when they come for you? What you gonna do when they come for you?
This is CliffCentral.com.